Today's daf is Horius Daf Yud, and we are at the beginning of the new perek on the bottom of Daf Tesam Beis, moving along sugis and Masechtas Horius that deal with the korban chatos, specifically the chatos that the Kohen Mashiach brought and the chatos that the Nasi brought. So the theme of Masechtas Horius has been the korban chatos, specifically the exceptions to the rule of the korban chatos. Ordinarily, somebody is chayv chatos if he's over an aver b'shoigig. In Avera that had a dumb mezid, it would have been chayv karas. The chatos that he had to bring was a nekeva, either a kizba or a seira. But as we saw, there are many exceptions to the rule. Number one, the koyim mashiach. If the koyim gadol would do an avera b'shoigig, specifically behelim davar, he would bring a chatos yachid. His chatos, however, would be not a kizba or a seira, it would be a par. If the nasi, as in the melech of Klal Yisrael, would do an avera b'shoigig, again, adavash es doinoi kares, the halach is that he too would have to bring a chatos yachid. But his chatos yachid would not be a kizba or a seira, rather it would be a sa'ir. If roiv of the tzibur would be over an avera b'shoigig, again, al pi helim davar, they too would have to bring a karban chatos. This chatos wasn't a chatos yachid, it was a chatos tzibur, there was even a the Omar in the beginning of the Masechta that holds that it was financed by the Machzis HaShekel. It was a carbon tzibur. The carbon tzibur too had to be a part. If it was an Avodah Zarah, there's different nuances, but the bottom line is that the Koyim Mashiach's carbon chatos had to be a par. The Nasi's carbon chatas had to be a sire. Another important thing that we saw that's Negeya as Hakdama to this morning's daf, and that is that the Koyim Mashiach brought his carbon chatas only if the Avera B'Shegig was done B'Shegigah Sayra. It was done Behelim Davar. If, however, it was a classic Shegigah Maisa, if it was Neschalav Basar Chazer, Basar Shumin, over there the halach is that he wouldn't bring a carbon chatas at all. So our ordinary chatas yachid was brought dafka b'shegigas ma'isa. If it was done al pi hayra, behelim davar, that's the first mission in the Masechta. The Gemara says, Zudevi Rab Meir, Zudevi Rab Yehuda. But at the very least, it's controversial if there's even a chiyuv to bring a carbon chatas. That's in contrast to the Koyim Mashiach, the Koyim Gadol, whose carbon chatas was dafka brought if it was done b'shegigas hayra. The Nasi, however, his unique chatas yachid, his sayer that he brought, was governed not by the guidelines of the Par Helim Davar Shel Tzibur as the Koyim Mashiach's was, but his was governed with the guidelines of an ordinary Chatas Yachid, and just like an ordinary Chatas Yachid was brought to Shigigas Maisa, the Nasi would bring his carbon Chatas to Shigigas Maisa as well. Either way, it's up to Mishnah. Koyim Mashiach Shechata, if the Koyim Gadol did an Aveiro, v'achakach ova mimshichusoy, and now, for whatever reason, he's not Koyim Gadol anymore. V'chei Nasi Shechata, or if the Melech did an Aveiro, again, all b'shoigig, v'achakach ova Migdulasi, now he's not the Melech anymore. Koyim Mashiach mevi par. The Koyim Gadol brings the par Koyim Mashiach, the Nasi mevi sar. And the Nasi brings his unique carbon chatos, he brings the sar. Meaning, the chiddush is that you would think that being that at the time that the Koyim Mashiach or the Nasi is bringing the carbon, he's no longer a Koyim Mashiach or a Nasi respectively. So maybe now we should look at the time that he's bringing the carbon, and we should say that if at that time he's a hadyet, maybe his carbon should be an ordinary carbon hadyet. Kamash Malon, the Mishnah, that if the Koyim Mashiach did an Aveira when he was Koyim Mashiach, or if the Nasi did an Aveira when he was Nasi, we look at the status that he was in at the time that he did the Aveira. Thus, the Koyim Mashiach brings the par Koyim Mashiach, and the Nasi brings the Sar. What would be if Mashiach She'avam Nimshichusai, if there was a Yid who was Koyim Gadol, and now he retired? He's Koyim Gadol Emeritus now. He's not Koyim Gadol anymore. And when he was in retirement, he did an Aveira. Or the Nasi, Sha'avah Migdulasa, he was Melech. And now he's not Melech anymore. And when he was no longer Melech, he sinned. Again, the Shoigig, Koyim Mashiach may be par. The Koyim Gadol does bring a par. Even though now he did the Aveira when he's no longer Koyim Gadol. He did it in this proverbial state of retirement. But being that he was once the Koyim Mashiach, that's going to define him. Even after he's no longer Koyim Mashiach anymore, it's a title that he's going to carry with him for the rest of his life, and he's always going to bring the par Koyim Mashiach. The Nasi, however, is a hadyet. The Nasi, if he did that there when he was no longer Nasi, he's going to be treated like a hadyet. So if the Koyim Mashiach and the Nasi did the Aveira when they were in the status of Koyim Mashiach and Nasi, v'achakach ova mimshichasai, or v'achakach ova migdulasai, and now when it comes time to bring the carbon there a hadyet, it's pashut. There's no distinction. Whether he was the Koyim Gadol, whether he was the Nasi, if that Aveira was done b'teiras kohen gadol b'teiras nasi, even though the carbon is not being brought at the time that is a kohen gadol or a nasi, it's pashat halach as you bring the special carbon. Where there's a chilik between the kohen gadol and the nasi, that's the safe of the Mishnah, is if the kohen gadol or the nasi did the aver when they were no longer kohen gadol or nasi. So as it relates to the kohen gadol, kohen mashiach may be par. As it relates to the nasi is already treated like a head. He says the Gemara, why do you need the safe of the Mishnah with regards to the kohen mashiach? The Reisha said that if the kohen gadol did an aver b'shogeg when he was kohen gadol, then he was avar mimshichusai, he still brings the carbon as a kohen gadol. Zok the Mishnah weiter, what would be if he did the avera when he was avar mimshichusai? He also brings the carbon of the kohen mashiach. Now hashdi shleima avar mimshichusai v'akachata mevik par madach in the sefer, you bring the par where the avera was done after he wasn't kohen gadol anymore. Chata v'akach avar mimshichusai tzrich l'meima. So do you have to tell me the ratio of the Mishnah if the kohen mashiach brings the par kohen mashiach when he did the avera when he wasn't kohen mashiach anymore? Certainly he's going to bring the par kohen mashiach when he did the avera when he was the kohen mashiach. It was only achakach. So what do you need the ratio of the Mishnah with regards to the Koy Mashiach? Being that with regards to the Nasi, you had to have a ratio and a Sefer, because it's only in the ratio that the Halach is that the Nasi brings the carbon of the Nasi. But in the Sefer, where he did the Avera after he was Ovar Minasiusai, at that point he doesn't bring it anymore. So for the Nasi, you need the ratio and the Sefer. That's why for the Koy Mashiach, we have a ratio and a Sefer as well. But Enochanami, if all the Mishnah was telling me was the halach of the Koy Mashiach, the Mishnah would not have mentioned the Reisha. You would just have the Sefer. Because if I know the Sefer, Kal Vachayme the Reisha. It's just that the Nasi, we need the Reisha. Because in the Sefer, the Nasi didn't bring the Karban Nasi. He only brought the Karban Nasi in the Reisha. Thus, the Mishnah needs to mention the Reisha to teach me the halachas of a Nasi. Once we mention the Reisha with regards to the Nasi, we mention the Reisha with regards to the Koyim Mashiach as well. How do you know this chilek? How do you know that the Koyim Mashiach brings the par Koyim Mashiach, even if he did the Avera after he was no longer the Koyim Mashiach? Meaning, how do you know this chiddush and the Sefer with regards to the Koyim Mashiach? Tana Rabbah, v'hikriv al chatosai, v'lamid shemevi chatosai misha avar. It's one time from a pasuk, v'hikriv al chatosai, extra words, to teach me that the Koyim Mashiach brings the par Koyim Mashiach, even if he did the Avera after he was no longer the Koyim Mashiach. Shiach, because I would have thought, v'alui dinu. I would think, if not for a pasuk, he should not bring the par Koyim Mashiach, and I would know it from a kal v'chayim. Kal v'chomer from Nasi. Uman Nasi shemevi b'shigas ma'isa. Ei mevi chatasai. Madach Nasi, that's chomer. How's it chomer? You see that he has to bring his carbon chatos, as we spoke out in the Hakdama to the Daf, even b'shigas ma'isa. And still the Halach is ei mevi chatasai misha avar. He doesn't bring the carbon Nasi if he did the Avera after he was already avar minisui asai. Mashiach she'ei mevi b'shigas ma'isa. So the Koyim Mashiach that does not bring his par koy mashiach b'shigigas ma'isa. Elal helam dover. He only brings it if it was behelam dover, because it says la'ashma sa'am. His carbon chatos was governed by the same Shulchan Aruch that governed the par helam dover shal tzibur. It has to be nela me'enei ha'eda. But al kolponim loy kolshken. So certainly the halacha should be that he doesn't bring, he should have this kula, that he doesn't bring the carbon chatos if the Avera was done after he was of Amim Shichusai. That's why we need a Pasik. So you know why you need a Pasik? Because if not for a Pasik, I would think that the Koy Mashiach does not bring the Par Koy Mashiach if he did the Avera after he was of Amim Shichusai. How would I know so self-confidently that he doesn't without a Pasik? Maybe yeah, maybe no. No, I would know for sure no. Because I would learn Kal V'chomer from Nasi. Madach the Nasi, that's Chomer. Why is he Chomer? Shigigas Maisa, and still he doesn't bring. So Kal V'chomer the Koy Mashiach, who has a kula, he needs Nelam Me'ene Yo'eda. He needs the proverbial Venelam Dover. So certainly the Koy Mashiach should not bring. That's why we need a pasuk. The Gemara asks a nice kasha. The nice Inami Nasi B'Kal V'chomer, why don't we say that now that I know that the Koy Mashiach brings the Par Koy Mashiach, even if he did that very after he was Avam Mimshich Husay, maybe let's learn that the Nasi should also and learn a Kal V'chomer from the Koy Mashiach. Now, didn't, how so? We just said that the Nasi is more chamor than the Koy Mashiach. How so? That he has to bring a carbon chatos even b'shigas ma'isa. So luchura v'aloi davar hu madach the Mashiach she'ein maybe b'shigas ma'isa maybe chatos m'shavar Mashiach, that's more kuladik. It has this chumra. So Nasi she maybe chatos b'shigas ma'isa, the Nasi that has the chumra that it's maybe chatos al shigas ma'isa any din she maybe chatos m'shavar Talmud Loima, you have a pasuk for that as well. Asher Nasi yechada kishehu Nasi in So what really emerges from this Gemara is two things. Number one, as it relates to the chilik in the Sefer between a Koyim Mashiach that did the Aveir when he was Ovar Mimshichusai, and a Nasi that did the Aveir when he was Ovar Migdulos, or like the Braisa refers to him as Ovar Minesiusai. The Koyim Mashiach will bring the Par Koyim Mashiach. The Nasi will not bring the Sa'ir that the Nasi used to bring. Why? It's all based on Psukim. There's a pasuk of the Hikrav al Chatosai that it says by the Koyim Mashiach, Malami Chemevi Chatosai Mesha'avar. And there's a pasuk Asher Nasi Yechete, Kishu Nasi In Kishu Had Yidloi. So at the end of the day, it all boils down to Psukim. But another thing that we see over here is if somebody asks you a question, so what's more Chomer? Whose Shulchan Aruch is more Chomer? The Shulchan Aruch of the Koyim Mashiach or the Shulchan Aruch of the Nasi? The emes is, before you start the sugya, you're going to tell me, the Nasi Shulchan Aruch is more chamer. Because the Nasi brings a karban chatas, afilu b'shigigas maisa, whereas the Par Koyim Mashiach does not bring a karban chatas b'shigigas maisa, only if it's vinelam, only if there's a helam dover im shigigas maisa. But after this Gemara, what emerges is that there's also a chumra in the Koyim Mashiach over the Nasi. The Koyim Mashiach brings the Par Koyim Mashiach even if he did the Aveira after he retired, after he's no longer the Koyim Mashiach. Whereas the Nasi would have to have done the Aveira Kishehu Nasi in order to be Chayef. But if somebody was Melech and now he's no longer king anymore, the halach is if he does the Aveira, B'shogig B'shigas Maisa, now he's going to be an ordinary Karben Yochid. So Nasi has a Chumra B'shigas Maisa. Par Koyim Mashiach has a chumra that even after Aveira was done, la'acha she'ovam im shichusay, still he's going to have to bring the par. And that's negay, the next Gemara we're going to learn. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, chatu ad shalei nismanu. So in the Mishnah we had two cases. One case was, somebody was Koyim Gadol. He did the Aveira when he was Koyim Gadol. He was ovam mim shichusay, and now he realized he has to bring a carbon. The second case was, somebody was Koyim Gadol. He didn't do any Aveira when he was Koyim Gadol. He was ovam mim shichusay. He retired. Now he did the Aveira. He realizes he did the Aveira. So there's a Reisha and a Seifa. In the Reisha, the Nasi and the Koyim Mashiach are the same. In the Seifa, there's a Chilak. Now we have a third case. What would be if Chatu actually Nismanu? Well, if the Koyim Mashiach or the Nasi did the Aveira before they were appointed, not after, before they were appointed, Koyim Mashiach and Nasi respectively. And then when they were Nismanu, they realized, oops, I did an Aveira. I ate Chalev before I was Koyim Gadol. I ate Chalev before I was a Nasi. So the Halach is Arelu Kedyoitis. They're treated like Kedyoitis. Over here it's a, that being that they did the Aveira when they were Hedyoitis, over here they're treated like Kedyoitis. Reb Shimon Oimer, Reb Shimon Arkis. He says, if they had Yediyah, they were made aware of the Aveira that they did before they were Nismanu, then I agree. Chayovim, they're chayv to bring the carbon head. If, however, they realized they did the Aveira after they were appointed, after the Koyim Mashiach became the Koyim Gadol, or after the Melech became the Nasi, then the halacha is going to be Petur. What's the beer in the Machloikis? So we had this. The Gemara said that Reb Shimon is ozel af basar yediyah. In order to be chayiv, you need that the chet and the yediyah should both be b'shas chiyuv. As opposed to the chachamim hold, you go basar the shas chet, you don't go basar the shas yediyah. Had it come up daf gimel amen aleph, because the Gemara was clearing a shaila with regards to the par helam davar shel tzibur. What would be if roiv of the tzibur did the aveira, but at the time it came to bring the aveira, when they realized it did the aveira, it was meruvim shenismato or muatin v'nisrabu. The Gemara had a shaila for Reb Shimon. It only goes basar yediyah, af basar yediyah. And the Gemara was machriya the shayla from this very Mishnah. Either way, is that a Nasi? What's the definition of a Nasi? Meaning, what's the Nasi? Is it the head of every shevet? It's the Nasi? It's El Presidente? I mean, how do you define the word Nasi? It's a Melech. It's the king. There's a limud in this parsha that teaches me that the definition of Nasi as it relates to the soyer that the Nasi had to bring was Dafka the Melech. I'll call upon him. So we had another halach in the Mishnah, and that is that if the Koyim Mashiach or the Nasi would do the Avera before they became Koyim Mashiach or Nasi respectively, they're already, it's a machloikis, Reb Shimon and the Chacham. According to the Chachamim, they did the Aveira when they were Hedyoitis. Harelu Chayovim, it's Pashu, which carbon? The carbon Hedyot. According to Reb Shimon, you would need that the Chet and the Yediyah. They would have to have been made aware of the Aveira that they did before they were Nisman in order to be Chayv the carbon Hedyot. The Pasuk says if the Koyim Mashiach does an Aveira, if the Koyim Mashiach does the Aveira, meaning he did the Aveira when he was already Koyim Mashiach. But if he did the Aveira before he was Koyim Mashiach, he's going to be potter. Meaning, if he did the Aveira when he was Koyim Mashiach, he was Ovar you still bring the parrot Koy Mashiach. If he was Koy Mashiach and then he retired and then did the Aver, that also. But the one case where even the Koy Mashiach doesn't bring the parrot Koy Mashiach, if it was Koy Mashiach, he had to have been Koy Mashiach first. And afterwards, the Avera took place. The Gemara says, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that a Koyim Mashiach doesn't bring an Avera if he did the Avera before? I know that a Nasi doesn't bring the soil that the Nasi brings if he did the Avera before he was Nasi. So the Chura, once I know that, can't I know this? Mikal v'chaymer, madach the Nasi, who has a Chumra. What Chumra? The Chumra that we had in the previous Gemara. Shigigas Maisa. He brings his Chattas Yochid b'Shigigas Maisa. Ein mevi ala koitmos, m'shech she'mevi al helam dover m'shigigas Maisa. Ein oidin sholo yavi ala koitmos. So the Koyim Mashiach, who has a kula, he doesn't bring his carbon al shigigas maisa. He needs helim davar im shigigas maisa. So certainly the Koyim Mashiach shouldn't bring ala koitmes. The Gemara says, loy. After the previous Gemara, we have a very easy rebuttal to this kal v'chaymer. What's the rebuttal? Loy, imam rip ben nasi. Nasi, it's true, has a chumra of shigigas maisa, but there's also a kula. Shekein ein bevi chatasim v'shavar. He doesn't bring an avera. If he doesn't bring the sa'ir, if he did his avera after he was avar minis yosai. Toyim rabbi Mashiach, shemevi chatasim, as opposed to the Mashiach who has a chumra that if he's the Koy Mashiach, he retires, then he does the Avera, still he brings it. Meaning, it's true the Nasi has a chumra over the Koy Mashiach, Shigas Maisa. But again, as we saw in the previous Gemara, the Koy Mashiach has a chumra over the Nasi as well. What's his chumra? He brings the carbon even after he was Avar Mim Shechusa, even if he did the Avera after he was Avar Mim Shechusa. It's a hoylu maybe chatasim mishavar. So says the Gemara, it's very logical to think that if the Koy Mashiach has a chumra, that if he did the Avera after he was Koy Mashiach already, he has to bring it. Yavi ala koidmas. I would think that if he did the Avera before he became Koy Mashiach, he should have the same halacha. Talmudoyim ha Mashiach yachet echata kishu Mashiach maybe kishu hedyet enoi maybe. No, only afterwards, it's true he does bring, but koidmas is going to be part. Fatanya nami gabi nasi. We have a very similar brisa in the reverse. Asher nasi yechte. It says asher nasi yechte pratli koidmas. We have a pasuk to tell me that the nasi doesn't bring a carbon nasi if he did the avera before he became nasi. Even if he was nesmana, it doesn't matter. But if the avera was done before he was nasi, he doesn't bring it. Why do I need a pasuk? Why can't I learn from the Koyim Mashiach? Mashiach shemevi chatasim v'sha'avar. Hey, maybe ala koidmas. And now already we realize that the Koyim Mashiach has a chumra over the nasi, so we're bringing this in the kal v'chaymer. Ma duch the Koyim Mashiach that has the chumra. What's the chumra? That he brings the par Koyim Mashiach Mishavar. Still, ain't maybe ala koidmos. Nasi she maybe chatasim mishavar. Nidin shlo yavay ala koidmos. Malo Mashiach in the reverse. Okay, ain't maybe pshigas maisa. You can't unequivocally argue that the Koyim Mashiach's carbon is more chomer than the nasi's because the nasi has a chomer of pshigas maisa. Right? Time you have a nasi she maybe pshigas maisa. And hoyo maybe pshigas maisa yavay ala koidmos. Tamaloyma she nasi yechete she chata varehu nasi veloy she chata vadeo hedyet. So the bottom line is we have two brises. One brise is discussing the Koyim Mashiach. The other brise is discussing the nasi. Both brises are bringing Makaris to essentially the same halacha, and that is Prat V'Koidmois. The Shaklevatari and both Bryces mirror each other. They're the diametric opposite coming from two different angles, but it's the same exact price. And that's, why do I need a pasuk for Mashiach and for Nasi? Why do I need a pasuk for Nasi and Mashiach? Why can't I learn one from the other? And the answer is very simple. That's what you saw if you take away from this Gemara. Because Nasi has a chumra over Koy Mashiach in these sugyas, and Koy Mashiach has a chumra over Nasi. The chumra that Nasi has over Koy Mashiach, Shigigas Maisa. Whereas the par Koy Mashiach was only brought if there was a Helim Dover and a Shigigas Maisa. Because it says La'ashmasam, we looked at it as it was a small, a miniature par Helim Dover Shaltzib, as opposed to that's the chumra that the Nasi has over the Koy Mashiach. What's the chumra the Koy Mashiach has over the Nasi? That's the first mission in the parak. That the Koy Mashiach, if he retired, then did the Avera, he carries around this title of Koy Mashiach as it relates to the par. As opposed to the Nasi when he's Nasi, yeah. But if he did the Avera after he was Avim Minister Yosai, now that's a chumra that Koy Mashiach has over Nasi. Either way, we can exhale now for a little bit, as we have a little bit of well-earned Haggadah to Gemara. Sok to Gemara, a price, a tongue of Rabbanon, Asher Nosti Yechedah, so the Pasuk, when it describes the carbon, the soyer that the Nasi brought, if he did an Avera, his Chatas Yochid, it says, Asher Nasi Yechete, says the Gemara, Yochel Gzeira. It sounds almost like from the Pasuk that it's a Gzeira. It's gonna happen. The Nasi is going to do an Avera, and when the Nasi does an Avera, he should bring a soyer. There was a havamina that the pasuk is decreeing, so to speak. It's been predetermined in Shemayim that this nasi is going to do an aver. What's this diuk based on? So the Gemara Nomid Beis is already going to reference this. It's based on the fact that if you look at all the other karbonos chatas mentioned, the chatas yochid and the par helam davashol tzibor and the par koi mashiach, it mentions it. If somebody's going to do an aver. Here it says asher. So the Gemara is being medayik the word asher. Asher sounds like it's going to happen. So says the Gemara, yochel gzeir. Is that in fact true? No. Talmud Omer, imam koi mashiach yachata, ma lahal gashiachta, afkan gashiachta. Just like by the koi mashiach where it doesn't say asher, it says in. And here it's clearly not a gzeir. So to here it's not a gzeir. Omer ma yochel gzeir. Zeir? Mechatesi. Why in the world would you think that? So the Gemara says, meaning it sounds like an interesting thing that the Torah would want the Nasi to do an aver. Or more accurately, why would mehechetesi, it's not usually what this means, but mehechetesi, why should we assume that the Torah would want the Nasi to do an Aver? Like, what would be the upside of it being decreed mishamayim that the Nasi is going to do an Aver? Amri in Ashkechon, if you find precedence for such an idea, the Pasuk says, V'nasati nega tzaras beveis eretz achuzaschem, psurili lahem shenigon ba'malem. There is precedence for such a thing, because the Pasuk says that when the Eden go into Eretz Yisrael, so there's going to be a concept of mitzvah, and mitzvah can affect a person's guf. It could affect a person's clothing. It could affect a person's bias. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda darshan this pasuk that there was a besurali lohem shenigon ba'malem. Hashem says, v'nasati negat zaras. It's like a pasuk in the Teichacha. It's going to happen, no matter what. No ifs, buts, or whens. It's going to happen. So you see already this precedence for an idea that something bad that's related to chet is going to happen. Maybe that's the idea of asher nasi yechter. Rav Shimon says it's not what the pasuk means. It means probably nigei oinsin. The pasuk over there is not coming to tell this besura, but rather what the pasuk means is that if you know that the nega came from Hashem, if you could determine that it's vinosati nega tzaras beveretz achusasim, that's when you have the halach of nigei batim. If, however, it's mashma that this nega just happened, it was a happenstance. It was an oinus of some sort, then you don't have the halachas of nigei batim. But either way, it says, Rabbi Yehuda Basurihi, didn't Rabbi Yehuda say that there's an idea of nigei batim where it's a basura? Hachanami, a megzeri, I would think maybe hear the same thing. Hilkoch ksiv in, says the Gemara, the Rabbi Shimon, nigei oinsin milay matam. Is that true, according to Rabbi Shimon, that nigei oinsin are matam? Meaning, we had a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon had to understand this pasuk, v'nasati nega tzaras beveris eretz achuzasim. And we brought the pasuk because we wanted Rabbi Yehuda. There's a basura that is going to be nigei batim. So maybe there's a besura that the Nasi is going to be chayt. Okay, we'll see more about that. But the point is that, b'derech agav, we mentioned Rabbi Yehuda's opinion with regards to nigei tzaras, which is related to our Gemara, b'derech agav. So now the Gemara is going to expound for a moment on the dissenting opinion in that brisa, and that's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, v'nasati nega tzaras b'veretz haretz achuzaschem is coming to be m'mayet nige oinsim. If it looks like it came from Hashem, then you have the halachas. But if it looks like it was an oinis, not. But the Gemara says, is that true? V'tanya, it's a mefurish b'risa. Adam kiyia. This is in the parasha Metzorim. Menadibur ve'elach. It's only true menadibur ve'elach. Meaning, what would be if somebody had a nega before Matan Torah, and then Matan Torah happened? Does that nega have the status of tzaras? The halacha is no. It was only min hadibur ve'elach. Any nega that came about a person, la'acha matan Torah, had to follow the halachas of mitzvah. But if the nega predated matan Torah, not. Says the Gemara, why do we need a pasuk for that? There's a parish of tumazov in the Torah, and there's a parish of tumaz negam. Mazov min hadibur ve'elach, just like tumazov is min hadibur ve'elach. Af negam min hadibur ve'elach. So negam should also be min hadibur ve'elach. Why do I need a pasuk for Zav and a pasuk for Negayim? Once I know Zav, shouldn't I know Negayim? Lo Yimam, it says the price of Zav, Shekinein Metam Abaynus. No, I wouldn't be able to learn out Mitzayrah from Zav. You know, because Mitzayrah has a chumra over Zav. Zav is not Metam Abaynus. As opposed to Negayim, Shem Metam Abaynus. The parish of Mitzayrah is true even if it happened Abaynus. Even if it happened because somebody wasn't well or whatever happened. The point is, even Abaynus, the halacha is, you have the halachas of Negayim. Talmud Loiman, that's why I need a pasuk with regards to Minadibur Ve'elach to tell me, Adam Kiyah Minadibur Ve'elach. I'll go upon him. What do you see from here? It's a Mefurash Braisa. It's a Braisa that Nige Oinsen Ametam. So how could Rav Shimon say V'nasati Nega Tzeras Beveris Eretz Achuzaschem? It's not a Besura Elohim, but rather it's coming to be Mamayet Nige Oinsen. Isn't it a Mefurash Halacha? Nobody seems to argue with this Braisa. It's an important piece that the Braisa uses, and it's shakl v'tayir, an understanding, a pasuk of Adam Kiyeh, min adibur ve'elach, it seems to be universally accepted. Everybody seems to agree to this halacha. Then you get yaitzen arme tamas. Because it says the Gemara, two terutzim, the yisoid of the two terutzim is to say, you have to say, there's two different types of oinsim. Not all oinsim were created equally. There's oinsim that are metama, as this is mavur in the Braisa, and then there's an oinsim that's not metama, that's oinsim Rav Shimon is referring to. Rav, I'm a prat l'nigei ruchos. That really oinsim are metama. When Rav Shimon said, prat l'nigei oinsim, he meant nigei ruchos. It came al yedei ruach, shade, Rashi says, that's not going to be metama. Rapopom, probably nige kshofim. That could be even nige ruches are metama. Nige kshofim, that's not metama. Point is, there are oinsim and there are oinsim. Tanu Rabban, another price. Asha nasi yechete, prat l'chaylo. If the nasi became sick, he doesn't have the halachi of a nasi anymore. So if he's a chayla, he doesn't have the halachi of a nasi, meaning if he now doesn't have vera, b'shoigig, shigig as maisa, he's going to bring a kizbor as a ira. He's not going to bring the sa'ir. Break the Gemara, b'shom nahavali chayla, itchilei menesi yusei. Because he's not well, now suddenly he's not king anymore. I'm Rav Dimi Bar Chama, you're right. When it means it's pratlin nasi shenitzara. A nasi that's a chayl is a nasi. But a nasi that becomes a mitzayra, we had this already briefly earlier in the Masechta. If he becomes a mitzayra, that's already going to be different. Shenema, as the pasuk says, we learn from the king Uziyo. Vayinaga Hashem es HaMelech, Hashem inflicted him. Vayihi mitzayra, he was a mitzayra, adyoy moisai. Vayyosha beveis hachofshas, and he had a sid beveis hachofshas. Vayyosam ben HaMelech alabais, and his son Yosam, he became the king. So you have a melech, Yisrael, who became a mitzayra, and the pasuk says, where did he go? So the mitzayra had to be Bodad Yeshev, he had to go Chutz L'Macha. But the pasuk says, he went lebeis hachofshes, mid to come lebeis hachofshes. You know, you see from here, Michal Da'ad Hashta Eved Ava. You see that till now he was an Eved, because now he's free. He became a mitzayra, became a free man. What does that mean? Became a mitzayra, became a free man? It means because when you're king, you think you're a ben chayrim, in l'cha ben chayrim ella, right? You're not a free man. At that point, to the contrary, you're a slave. You're a slave to your people. Now that he was mitzayra, he was able to sit the vesach hafshes. Now he was finally able to relax. That was the silver lining in the fact that he became a mitzayra. But the bottom line is that you see that he was no longer melech. Oh, he was no longer melech. So that's this braisa. When the braisa says, ashenasi yechte prat l'chay, doesn't mean a chayla. It means prat l'mitzayra. You know why? Because when somebody becomes a mitzayra, he's not melech anymore. If he's not melech, memela, he doesn't have the halacha of a melech shachata. He's a melech sha'ovar minisiyusay. And what happens when a melech sha'ovar minisiyusay, if he does the aveira after he's over minisiyusay, that was the first Mishnah. He doesn't bring any more the sign. That's the halacha of this, right? Zok to Gemara, what's this precedence for this idea? That if somebody is a melech, he's not really a ben chayr, to the contrary, he's really a slave. So the Gemara brings a precedence for this agav digger idea from an interesting story. So the Gemara, the other Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, have the Ozli besfinter. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, they were once together on a boat. Bahadi, the Rabbi Shimon, Havi Pita, and they both came prepared. They knew that you're going to be on a ship, you're on a boat, you have to make sure you have food. So Rabbi Gamliel had pita, he had bread. Bahadi, Rabbi Yeshua, Havi Pita v'sulta. Rabbi Yeshua brought bread, but he also brought silas. So he had backup. He had extra food. Shalom Peter to Rabbi Gamliel. And Rabbi Gamliel apparently ended up spending more time in the ship than they had anticipated. And as a result, Rabbi Gamliel, he ran out of food. So he had to come on to Rabbi Yeshua. He had to rely on Rabbi Yeshua's silas. Oh, Malay. So Rabbi Gamliel turns to Rabbi Yeshua. He said, "Mi have a yod, this the havalon ikuvi kulei. How did you know that there was going to be traffic at sea? How did you know we were going to spend so much time at sea to know that to bring extra food?" Amalei, so he told him, I'll tell you how I know. Koichad echad ye l'shevim shana oila. There's a certain star, a koichad, that every 70 years it's oila. Umata es asafonim, and it confuses the sailors. V'amarti, and I suspected it could be Shema Yala Vyata Isanu, that maybe now is that time that the Koichav is going to be Oila, and it's going to confuse us. And that's why I brought extra food. So Amalei, Rabbi Gamliel turns to Rabbi Yeshua, he says, Kol kach biyotcha v'ata Oila b'sfina. You're so smart. You're such an intelligent person. You're such a Bal Kishrin. You're a brilliant man, and you have to travel overseas to earn a living. Amalei, so Rabbi Yeshua tells Rabbi Gamliel, Ancha ata tomei olai. You're boggled by me? Somebody of my chachma, how is it possible that I'm struggling so much? I'll show you two people that are smarter than me, and you're going to see how much they're struggling. You have two talmidim that live by Yabash. Rabbi Lozal Chisma, Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgod, Sheyoidin Lishar Kama Tipas Yesh Baya. You know how smart they are? They don't just know about this koichav that's Oila Echad Lashivim Shana to know to bring up a little extra food. But they can be Meshire how many drops of water there are in the yam, not in the bucket, in the yam. And they literally don't have food and they don't have clothing. When Gamliel came back to Yabasha, he decided that he heard these two Talmidim, Rabbi Elazar Chisma, Rabbi Yechman Gugada, they're so smart. So he wanted to give them a shteller. So he comes down, he says, let's meet you. Maybe I can give you an important position. They didn't want to come. Chazav Shalchim sent them again. Finally they came. Omlem, he said, he says, why don't you want to take this position? I want to give you a kav. Oh, because you think you want to be a Berech and a Kovit. You don't want a shteller? That's no. You want to be Berech and a Kovit? Just trust me, Rabbi Gamliel said, I've been in this business a long time. This is a family business. This is Ayana Kovit. Abdesani Noiselachem. What I'm giving you is the Gemara quotes a pasuk. Context of that pasuk is something we spoke about a lot in Perek Chelek. The context is Rechavim ben Shlomo. Right after Shlomo Melech passed away, so his son Rechavim became king, and he had a decision: should he follow? The people came to him and they said, you know, your father Shlomo HaMelech, you know, he built the infrastructure of the Jewish nation, but it came really on our backs. He imposed taxes and tariffs and things, and, you know, would you make them a little lighter? And Rechavim was a little tempted to the contrary. He says, really? They think that they're going to tell me what to do? And he went to the Ne'arim, his Chevra, his people, his campaign managers, and they all told him, you have to put your foot down right now. If you don't put your foot down now, this is going to end up in a very bad place. You tell them, you think my father imposed taxes? You'll see what taxes are. And go after them. And then he went to the Skenim, Shlomo HaMelech's cabinet. And they said, just the opposite. You now you become a smart king. Be an Eved to them today. If you'll be an Eved today, later you're going to see you're going to be a... Give them a little something now. Eventually you'll be able to impose your will. You'll be able to impose your policies. But I'll go upon him. You see this idea. Vayidabru Elof. This is that Tzas Skenim that the Gemara says Rechavim should have listened to. Because what happened? Rechavim, of course, didn't listen to the Skenim. He listened to the Ne'arim, and it resulted in Yeravam. The Malchus was separated. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And the Gemara learns from him, Yoyimu l'chaz Skenim, Sesar Valtivne, Shestira Skenim Binyin, Ubinyin Ne'arim Stira. But Al-Kopanim, what was the pasuk? What's the punchline? Ashenagei le'inyoneinu v'ayidabra elav le'imar, im hayoyim tiye eved le'om hazeh. Let's exhale for a moment. Al-Kopanim, a few horrors. Number one. So the Gemara had mentioned Hashem Nasi Yechet, Yochu Gzera, there was a Havamina, that maybe there's an Gzera, there's an idea that there's a Gzera Himilfanai, that the Nasi is going to do an Avera. The emes is, if you think about it for a minute, it's a power. I'll ask you three kashas, three very obvious kashas. Number one, doesn't a person have Bechira? A person has Bechira Chafshah. So what kind of business is this? That the Nasi for sure is going to do an Avera. It's a good Kasha. A person has Bechira. There's no such thing that it's determined from Shemayim that a person is going to do an Avera. Even Avera B'Shoigig. We're dealing with an Avera B'Shoigig Shezdoina Karis that requires Kapara. I mean, if you didn't need Kapara for this Avera B'Shoigig, if it wasn't an Avera, so to speak, if it wasn't something that's included in the Hakol B'Dei Shemayim, Chutz Mi'ir Shemayim, you wouldn't need Kapara. So the fact that you need Kapara shows it's a real Avera. So if it's a real Avera, what's this Havamina? Yochel Gzera? What kind of Yochel Gzera is that? I thought Akol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Mi Yira Shamayim. That's the first aura. The second aura is the Gemara says, Hashto behemtam shal tzadikim ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takol al yodom. Tzadikim atzmo like Koshken. The Gemara says it about the behemoth of Chanina ben Dois, of Chanina ben Tradian. But you have this idea that Hashto behemtam shal tzadikim ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takol al yodom. So what's the Havamina? That the Nasi would do an Aver B'Shoig. If Hashem protects behemtam shal tzadikim, certainly Hashem, you'd think, would protect the Nasi. So for that already, you could say, Tosfos, who says throughout Shas, that Hashto behemtam shal tzadikim is referring to Macholos Asuros. Macholos Asuros, Timtum Alev, the Sugis at the end of the Sachtas of Edizar. It's over there you have this idea, Tosfos Lashon, I think, in Gittin Dav Zayin Amar Aleph is because it's Gnai. It's a Dovah Meguna for a Tzaddik to eat Macholos Asuros, even for the behemoth of a Tzaddik to eat Macholos Asuros. But when it comes to other things, Tosfos says, Raya, it's not that way. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, Karisi, Vahatisi, the Kishavad Beis HaMikdash, Avi Chata Shemena. See, you see, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, the Kohen Gadol did an Aver B'Shoig. You have a parish of the Parakoyim Mashiach. You have the parish of the Nasis Al Kabon, and maybe there's a chilek between the Macholos Asuros and other Averis, like Tosfos already says. But another Ha'ara is that the Gemara is going to say, really, we didn't see this Gemara yet, but the Gemara is going to say that the reason the Torah would want the Nasi to do an Avera is to teach a lesson. That even the Nasi could do an Avera, and even the Nasi, when he does an Avera, even B'Shoigig, he has to bring a carbon, he has to bring a kapara, and it's going to make people realize that it's okay. You did an Avera, it's fine. And I mean, it's not fine, but megeit weiter, and you do what you need to do. So there's a lesson to be learned by the Nasi's carbon that he's going to bring. Again, it's a Gemara we're going to see in a moment. But Al-Kopanim, so it comes out that the reason there was this Havamina, The reason there's this havamira that the Nasi would do in Avera is to teach a lesson to everybody else. But the problem is, and the third kasha is the Ben Ishchai's kasha, the Ben Yoyada's kasha, v'chi oimim loy la'odim chatei k'dei she'ezake chaveri. Where do you find this idea that we tell a person to do an Avera to go ahead and save other people? And the makar to that nusach, v'chi oimim loy la'odim chatei k'dei she'ezake chaveri, is the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, daf dalet amud alef. The Gemara's kasha is where a person baked on Shabbos b'shoigeg. He did it b'shoigeg, but he baked on Shabbos. So somebody else chapped that he baked, and before it bakes a shirafia, he wants to go and remove the bread from the oven. Now, midday rice, there's nothing wrong with removing bread from an oven on Shabbos. We're talking about the old ovens, not applicable, bizman hazeh. But once upon a time, removing bread involved what was called rediyas apas. And rediyas apas is a shvus chomes that you're not allowed to do it. So the question is, if Reuven's about to be a mechal Shabbos, or be at the shoygig, should Shimon bail him out? Should Shimon go and say, let me take the pas out and let me save him? Now, if I take the pas out, I'm being over Nisad Rabbanon. Okay, Shimon's being over Nisad Rabbanon, but he's saving Reuven from the Nisad Reisah. And Kol Yisrael, he's going to come with machshavas and musr shmuzes. Why? Maybe he thinks it's the right thing to do. The emes is in musr, maybe it is the right thing to do. But in halacha, it's the wrong thing to do. The Gemara says, Aloshin, so you're going to have the nasi, he's going to be the symbol. He's going to show the world that if you do an avera, how are you supposed to conduct yourself? Who's the Adam? The Nasi, Chatei. If you take a look at the Ben Yoyada, we don't have time to go into this now, but the Ben Yoyada says a big Yisai. He says, the only time it's true, that's if the Aveira that this person's going to do, this bailout, so to speak, is going to be done by Mase. But if the bailout's going to be done by Shoigig, like in this Gemara, the Nasi Yechta wasn't the Nezid, the Nasi Yechta is B'Shoigig. B'Shoigig, maybe it's okay. Now, it's not really possible to knowingly do an Aveira B'shoigig. So it all have to play itself out Mishamayim. But the concept of Ein Oimrim La'odin Chatei Kedei She'ezake Chaveri, that's if the Ched itself is going to be done B'mez. But if the Ched itself is going to be done B'shoigig, it's okay. By the way, this Yisoid of the Ben Ishchai should not be confused with Tosfos' Yisoid that he says throughout Shas. And that is that the only time you say Ein Oimrim La'odin Chatei Kedei She'ezake Chaveri, that's if the original Aveira was done with some level of Pshia. But let's say a person does an Aveira B'oines, then somebody else could even bemazed bail him out. Tosfos says that the answer is grace of kasha. The chatziyev, the chatzi ben chayin, koyfin as rabbi, but koyf of loy gechicher. I hamashachra avda over baasei mishum mitzvah rabbi. Frank Tosfos ain't knowing the adam chadei kadei sheizaki chaver. So Tosfos says that the chatziyev, the chatzi ben chayin was an oinus. Not his fault. He was an eved kanani. He was bought by two partners. One partner decided to free him. So now he's in a state of oinus. He didn't do anything wrong. There was no pshia. We bail him out, even bemazed. So it's two different yisoides. Tosfos yisoid that if the balavera, the person that we're bailing out, if that person did an Aveira with an element of Pshia, even a Shaykh, like the Gemara's case in Shabbos Dabdal. But if there was an element of Pshia, him, we don't bail out. If it was done B'Oinis or Karav L'Oinis, then we'll bail him out even B'Mezid. The Ben Ishchai, the Ben Yoyada is saying a different Yosai. Ben Ishchai is saying that even if a person does an Aveira B'Mezid or B'Shaykh with an element of Pshia, but if the bailout, the person that is bailing out, if that person's Aveira would be done B'Shaykh, over there, this principle, Masech the Shabbos Dabdal and Ralph wouldn't apply. Either way, a nice maramakim. That is the first aura. The second aura is that we have a maisa with Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, Havi Ozli Bisfinta. And Rabbi Gamliel understood that the reason Rabbi Yeshua was on this boat is because Rabbi Yeshua was struggling for parnasa and he had to do what he needed to do in order to earn a living. Frank Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the reason Rabbi Yeshua was on this boat had to be because he was struggling for parnasa. Why was Rabbi Gamliel on the boat? Rabbi Gamliel says Rabbi Yaakov Emden was the Nasi. The Nasiim were wealthy. They were gvirim. So he obviously wasn't on the boat because he was struggling. He was probably on the boat because he was either being involved in his Nasiyas or for some other reason. But the point is that being that Rabbi Gamliel was on the boat, Mechatez Rabbi Yeshua couldn't be on the boat. So it says Rabbi Yaakov Emden Otschit. Because Rabbi Gamliel was on the boat for one of two reasons. Either because he was Nasi. That didn't affect Rabbi Yeshua. The Nasi had to go, travel, do things. That has zero bearing on Rabbi Yeshua. Or, he says, it could be the reason he was on the boat is because Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi. And in order for him to be able to conduct his nesiyas, you can look it up inside, don't take my word for it, he had to have a certain level of ashiras. So despite the fact, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Rabbi Gamliel was already a gvir, he was an oisha, but in order for him to be nasi, he had to be of a certain level of ashiras, and he was traveling, taka, to earn money, to make more money that he already had, to be moisif on his ashirus, but he wasn't doing it for personal reasons because he just wanted it. He was doing it because he felt that that was the right thing for him to have. He says, it's poshit, that's why he did it. And he says, va'al tatame, Rabbi Yaakov Ender, because you find that Rabbi Gamliel's grandson, Rebbe, who was an oisher mufwik, Chazal say, and at the same time, he says, take a look above him, tziyad avayin gemlam and aleph, Rebbe's involved in a business transaction. Frank Rabbi Yaakov Ender, why is Rebbe getting involved in business? Rebbe? He's a gvir. He didn't even have enough from Olam Hazeh. Rebbe held up his Esrat's boys. So why in the world is Rebbe getting involved in business? The teretz is because he felt in order to properly conduct his nesius, he had to be on a certain ramah of Ashiras. Al-Kopar Rebbe Gamliel understood why he was on the boat. Either says Rebbe Yaakov Ender because he's Nasi, he's dealing with Tzarchei Tzibur, or to make money to live up to his status, his title of Nasi, of Rabbi Yeshua. Why is Rabbi Yeshua on a boat? Rabbi Yeshua is the Choshev Yid, is the Chanov Bezdin. So, Vifarte must be to earn a living. And that's why he turned to Rabbi Yeshua. You're so smart, you're so intelligent that you have to travel to earn a living. And then what did he tell him? Nah, there's people that are smarter than me and they're also struggling. Shleim HaMelech said, Leil Chacham Lechem. That's the way it goes. But Al-Kopadim, Rabbi Yeshua is on the boat. He's literally traveling to earn a living. It's interesting. It comes out from this Gemara. It sounds a little bit like Rabbi Yeshua struggled for Parnassah. That seems to be what Rabbi Gamliel told Rabbi Yeshua. Hey, you're so smart and you're struggling for Parnassah. And the emes is some nice marmakaitis on this. The Gemara says, we know the context of the Gemara. The context is Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Gamliel was mevazer Rabbi Yeshua berabim. And because of that, they took away the nesius from Rabbi Gamliel. And then at the very end of the story, the story begins on Chav Zayin Amad Beis, it goes all the way halfway down Chav Ches Amad Aleph. So they come to Rabbi Gamliel and they realize that, you know, you really upset Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Gamliel says he's going to go ask him Mechila. So the Gemara says that Ozal Ephayas, he went to be Mephayas him. So he goes to Rabbi Yeshua. And when he walked in, he tells Rabbi Yeshua, the first thing he said, he saw the walls of Rabbi Yeshua's house were black. So he told him, from the walls of your house, it looks like you're a blacksmith. And Rabbi Yeshua turns to Rabbi Gamliel and says, now you realize you've been the Nasi for how many years? And you had no idea that what I'm dealing with, that I'm living banios, that I'm living in poverty. But I'll go upon him. The lashon that Rabbi Gamliel tells Rabbi Yeshua is, Mikoisle beisecho ato nikor shepachmiata. From the walls of your house, it looks like you're a blacksmith. If you look at Rabbi Kivega and Gilyan Ashas, Rabbi Kivega says, take a look at the Tashmitz. You want to see something very nice on this Gemara? Says Rabbi Kivega in his Gilyan Ashas, I'm going to give you a maramokim. The maramokim is the Tashbats. If you look at the Tashbats, it's a simon kuf mem beis. He says as follows, E-F-sher, I quote, Sheyir Rabbi Yeshua pachmi mamish. It's not possible Rabbi Yeshua was really a blacksmith. And like I've seen somebody says the Tashmitz, I'm not going to tell you who, but I saw somebody wrote that Rabbi Yeshua was really a Pachmi, meaning he took this Gemara very literally. How's it possible that the Av Bezdin Rabbi Yeshua, that's who he was, should be a Pachmi? It's not a job that would be befitting someone that was the Av Bezdin. Ella. So what did Rabbi Gamliel meant? He meant to tell him, Shekach Nirli, Rabbi Yeshua lo yihayu gadol ba'oishe kafi ha'roilov bezen. That's what he said. I see that you're poor and you live as if you would be a pachmi and not as if you're an avbezdin, someone of importance. It's a pellet to me that the tzibur was not taking care of you. He was just blown away. Ulefich lo yihayu beisa yofa v'yayu koisle beisa mashchiris, but not because he was a pachmi, but because of the fact that he didn't have money. Ev Rabbi Gamliel Tomea Ma'oid Va'amale Eich Lo Tiyafe Beischa Koroi Lo Adam Shekamoyscha Shekolaroya Koisle Beischa Yachshoif Shepachmiyat. Everyone that sees your house thinks you're a pachmi. Look, the Taj was Avadi wasn't a pachmi. No way, he wasn't a pachmi. What he meant to say was he was an ani. He didn't have money and he lived as if he was a pachmi. By the way, the Tajbid says that don't think that he was a pachmi. Despite the fact that that's the mashmois in the Gemara, and like I saw somebody who shall remain nameless actually said that. So you know that nameless rishon is? It's none other than the Rambam. The Rambam in a very famous Rambam that we've spoken about many times. The Rambam in the end of Hilchas Matnas Aniyim. It's Hilchas Matnas Aniyim, Perek Yud, Halach Yud Ches. Says the Rambam, G'doyli HaChachamim. The G'doyli HaChachamim, many of the greatest people in our history were people that worked, they were nenem yegias kapa, meaning they worked and that's how they earned a living. As a matter of fact, some of them were chit ve'etzim, whole tzakas. Some of them carried beams. Some of them were vasetregers, leginois. Some of them made barzmel. Some of them were blacksmiths. They didn't want to take anything from the tzibur. And even when people would offer them things, they wouldn't accept them. The Rambam says that he knows for a fact, this is a historical fact, that G'doyli HaChachomim, some of them are Chayt Ve'yetzvim, Noisei Koyresh, Shoyevei Mayim, Oysen Barzal HaPachomim. Who are these people? Zok the Kesem Mishnah. You know who the Chayt Ve'yetzvim were? Hillel, Perikim of the Yuma. Noisei HaKoyresh, take a look in Gittin, Samach Zayin, Amabay, says the Kesem Mishnah. It was none other than Rav Sheshes and Rav Papa. You want to know who the Shoyevei Mayim was? Which from the G'doyli HaChachomim was a Vasatrega? It was none other than Rav Huna. Says the Kesem Mishnah, take a look at Ksubis Daf Kufet. Va'oisin habarzel v'apchomim. Who was the Pachmi? Rabbi Yeshua. Perek Tfilos HaShachar. It was Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua was a Pachmi. That's the later. That's Kamoshe Ra'isi Mishakosav Kate. It's the Rambam. It's the Rambam when he says G'doy v'achomim. Some of them were Pachomim. So the Kesem Mishnah. Who's he referring to? Avada, we know who he's referring to. He's referring to Rabbi Yeshua. Who else is he referring to? Rabbi Yeshua was a Pachmi. It's a Mefurish Gemara. Balkoponim. But the Tashma says no. He wasn't a Pachmi. What it means is he struggled for Parnassus. He was an Ani. He lived with black walls. A Pachmi had black walls because of the work that he did. So he had black walls too, but not because he was a Pachmi. But the reason he had black walls is because he was an Ani. It's interesting that there's a Gemara in Masechtas Kedushin. We haven't spoken that real raid in a little while. There's a Gemara Masechtas Kedushin daf Chav Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara there discusses another story. Ma'aseh Rabbi Gamliel v'Zkenim Shahayu Boim. Bisfina, they were also on a ship. Incidentally, that we spoke at him, Sachs of Idazara. Rabbi Gamliel was always on a ship. Right? We had a bunch of Marmakimus once from the Sharim Mitzion and Balacha, Rishlim Zalman Braun. So he spoke about how Rabbi Akiva is always on a ship. He said, maybe that's Ad Shabbat Rabbi Akiva, is Gekimim from the ship. He's a Gekimim. He was always coming, he's traveling, he's coming, he's going. Right? Ad Shabbat Rabbi Akiva. Here, Rabbi Gamliel is on a ship a lot also. And we have a nice Marmakim. Hagoisi Ivis, Hurriest stuff, Yudam and Aleph. Next time, we come to such an idea. Why is Rabbi Gamliel always traveling? But my Rabbi Gamliel was Kane Mashayibam Bisfino. He's on the boat. He realized he forgot to give Trumas and Maestras and he wants to eat food. He had food with him. But if you're not Mafras, Trumas and Maestras, you can't eat it. So right away, Rabbi Gamliel has a whole Eitzah how you're going to do it. He says, Isu Shani Osad Lamu, the Maestras that I'm going to give, I want to give Rabbi Yeshua, who was with him. Notun Loy Le Yeshua. And he was magnetim b'derech agav. That's what comes into the sugyas over there in Isha Niknes. The context over there is the sugya of kinyan agav. The iser achashani yosad laman. And then he had to give meiser oni. So he said, "Nosu way akivim and Yosef. I want to give that to Akivim and Yosef, who was also on the ship." Shteitzach. Kedesh yiskav elaniyev. So because Rabbi Akiva was a gabbait stalker, and as a gabbait stalker, he would be zoichin it for the aniyev. Umekaymer muskalay. Akuponim. The Gemara over there has a sugya in kinyan agav. But what we need is the very Derech Agav part of that Gemara, pun intended. And that is that Rabbi Gamliel's on a Svina. He's there with Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Akiva. He has food, he wants to eat it, but he chaps it. He never gave Chumas and Maestros. If he didn't give Chumas and Maestros, all the food that he has is Tevel. So there's no way he can eat it. So what does he do? He has an Eitzah. He says, Rabbi Yeshua, I'm giving you the Maestro Rishon. Rabbi Akiva, you're a Gabbai Tztaka. I'm giving you the Maestro Oni. Rabbi Yeshua gets the Maaser Rishon. Why? Because Rabbi Yeshua was a Levi. Frank Tzakasha. Rabbi Yeshua was a Levi. But we know Ezra was Geyser, that the Levium can't get Maaser Rishon anymore. After Churban Bayis Rishon, he was Geyser that they can't get Maaser Rishon anymore. So what's he giving Rabbi Gamliel? Maaser Rishon to Rabbi Yeshua. It's very nice, he's a Levi. He can't give it to him. So it's Tosfos, a Yesoi Gadol. Says Tosfos, the Sofer. Listen to Tosfos, because Rabbi Gamliel held that it's true Ezra made a knas on the Aniyim, but like Konas, I mean that he made a knas on the Leviim, but only Leviim that had money. But a Levi that was an Ani, he never canceled. The Sofer like Konas laAniyim. For Rabbi Yeshua Ani Hayo, and Rabbi Yeshua was an Ani. Kedama bebrachas afchavchesam and aluf mikoisle beisecha nicher shapach miat. If you look at the Tosfos Rosh, so Tosfos Rosh says the same exact thing, same shock of the time, like. Many Taisa Rashes. They mirror very often Taisas. But very often there's a Taisef Ezbir. What's Zok to Taisa Rosh? Same exact Terence. The Eshloi met the Savali Konas Laniyah. Rabbi Yeshua Haniyah. Kidama Bebrachas Afchav Chesam and Alf. Ubahari is Staf Yoram and Alf. Two Gemaras. There's two Makairis. Rabbi Yeshua was an Ani. Here you see it was a Pachmi. He's struggling. And if Taisas went to Gemara like the Tashbits, or maybe he felt that if he was a Pachmi by definition he was an Ani, why would he do it? I'm not sure. But Al Kopanim, you see from Brachas Chav Chesam and Alf, you see from our Gemara, then Taisas is a Kashas. Rabbi Yeshua was an Ani. Why did he give the Maaser Ani? Why do you have to give the Maaser Rishon to Rabbi Yeshua and the Maaser Ani to Rabbi Yeshua? He should have given everything to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Akiva was a Gabbai Tztaka. Rabbi Shua was the Oni himself. He should have given it to him. So then Tosfos says, because in order to qualify for Maisa Oni, you had to be bediktuke anius. You had to have less than Mosayim Zuz in order to be shayach to Maisa Oni. So Tosfos says, it could be Rabbi Yeshua was an Oni in that the Gzeira of Ezra didn't apply to him, but maybe not enough of an Oni to be able to get Maisa Oni. I'll call upon him. There's more to speak about, but there's also a lot more Gemara to learn. Zok the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon, Asher Nasi Yechete. So the Pasuk says, Asher Nasi Yechete, Omer Rabbi Yechon Mezaki, Asher Yador Shan Nasi Shalem Evi Karben. Praised is the Dar that the Nasi brings a carbon al Shigigasi. Im Nasi Shalem Evi Karben, Sarachat Olayim Mao Hedid. If the Nasi brings a carbon, certainly the Hedid. Vim al Shigigasi Evi Karben, Sarachat Olayim Mao Zdoina. And if he brings for an Aver B'Shoigig, certainly he's going to bring for an Aver B'Mezit. We mentioned before that the Ben Yayad relates this Gemara to the Gemara of Aleph, that was the Havamina Yochel Gzeira, because there's a big limo to be taken out of the fact that the Nasi brings a carbon. Ashrei Hadar Shaha Nasi Shle. But what do you see, Ashrei? Because it says Asher. Maska Flo Rav Breder Rabo Elmayato Dichsiv. Every time it says the word Asher, should we turn it into an Ashrei? It's Pasuk says two examples. Veis Asher Chotam in Hakodesh Yishalei. If someone's Mayel Behekdesh, so he has to deal with the Parsha Me'ilah. It says the word Asher. Ashrei. You're going to tell me, Ashrei, a person that's Mayel Behektish, Chalila. Ubi Yerovi Ben Avatich, said they. The Asher Chot of Asher Hechti. That's Ashrei. Ashrei Yerovim that he was a Chote. Ashrei Yerovim that he was a Machti. Of course not. Hachinami, the Ashrei Hador Rahus. The Gemara says, Nashani, Yogo, the Shani Grobe Dibur. Here there's a deal. You know, every time the Pasuk says Asher, could you start darshaning that it really means Ashrei? But the deal over here is something else. The deal is that why did the Pasuk say Asher? It should have said Ve'im by the Chattis Yochid. By the Parakoy Mashiach, and by the Parahel of Shal Tzibur, it says Im Ha'am. Here it says Asher, thus the Diak. Dorish Rav Nachim Bar Rav Chizda. My Dixiv Yeshev Lashanas Al Oris. Atshreim Litzadikim. Rav Nachim Rav Chizda said, praised are the Tzadikim Shemagim Aleim Kamais Rishom Shoilam Abba Be Oilam Hazeh. Praised are the Tzadikim that get what the Rishom are going to get in Oilam Haba and Oilam Hazeh. The Rishom and Oilam Haba are going to get Gehenna. So Ashrei and Tzadikim that have it difficult on this world. Why? Because it means that anything that they have to go through, they're going to go through on this world. So when they come up to Shemayim, they're going to have a clean slate. And Oilehem L'Rishoyim, the opposite when it comes to Rishon. Shemagia Aleim K'maisa Tzadikim Shal Oilem Abba L'Oilem Hazeh. Woe is to the Rishoyim that get Maisa Tzadikim Shal Oilem Abba L'Oilem Hazeh. The Tzadikim and Oilem Abba are going to have it good. When a Rasha has it good on this world, it's bad for the Rasha. The reason it's bad for the Rasha is because it means he's not going to get any Oilem Haba. In other words, Rav Nachum Rechizda was saying, as it relates to the Tzadik, is that it's good when a Tzadik has to go through things, because it means that when he comes up to Shemayim, he's going to come up Naki, he's going to be clean. Like this, he's not going to have to worry. Pasuk says, Ki yes, Hashem yev, Hashem yechiach. Take a look at Rabbi Yoinah Mishle on that Pasuk. When Hashem loves somebody, sometimes he's mechiach him, because sometimes it's for his good. It's for his good to come up to Shemayim with a clean slate. And that was Rav Nachum Rav Chizda's comment. Oh, my Rava. Rava said, really? Ashreyim shel tzadikim, it's good? Praiseworthy are the tzaddikim that suffer. Adirabba, otu tzaddiki yochli trey almi misanu. Is it so bad for a tzaddik to have trey almi? Elam ha-rova. So Rava said, I think just the opposite. Ashreim le tzaddikim shemagia lem kemaiser rishom shoy lemazah bay lemazah. I think it's praiseworthy are the tzaddikim when they have it like the rishom have it bay lemazah. Rishom and elam hazah presumably have it good because Hashem wants to give them all their schar and elam hazah, so they won't have schar and elam habo. And ashreim le tzaddikim when they have that same good schar, when tzaddikim have it good on this world, that's when it's ashreim. And elam the rishom shemagia lem kemaiser. They once came to Rava. Amalui told him, "Ekmisun mesechtes plan, umesechtes plan. Did you learn those mesechtes?" Amalui, "In, yeah." Itartu purta, it's gemachta pudala, it's gevaren a shtickle like there. Amalui, "In, a shtickle." Why? Dezavin ketina daara. Says we bought a small piece of property, and from there we have parnasa. Kari alayos. Rava heard that. He said the following: Memra ashreim letzadikim, shemagia aleim kemaisa. When they have it good on this world. So there seem to be two ways of looking at it, two sides to this coin. Rav Nachum Rav Chizda felt, Ashreim le tzadikim shemagia lehem kemaisa harishon shel oilam haba.
ba'olam hazeh. Ashrei l'tzadikim when they have the rosh zolam haber olam hazeh. The rosh zolam haber is the chabiter gehenim. When the tzadik has it a bissel bitter in their veld, ashrei l'tzadikim, because it means they don't have to worry when they come up to olam haber. Rava said just the opposite. Otu mis l'tzad. Is it bad for the tzadik? Yachlu trei almi misanilu. Is it so bad if they have two olam is fakarin? And Rava was more pro tayr v'gdul v'makom echad. He said, what's wrong? What's wrong if they're going to have it good on this world also? It's not so bad. And yet we used to tell the Talmudim, Skelet, Skamachta Bissel Parnasa, Fakert. He said, Ashrayim. He praised these Talmudim, not only for the fact that they had learned that Shtayv, this Mesechta, that Mesechta, but also, Tarisu Purta, Skamachta Pudala. Interesting Gemara. One Gemara that came to mind, I was just thinking, any Rava L'shitasa, is just a Gemara that immediately popped into my head, was the Gemara Mesechta's Maikotan, Daf Chofchas Amar Aleph. But the Gemara says, Rava said that there were three, Amar Rava, there were three things that I davened for. I davened, Amar Rava, Hani Klas Mili Boy Kameh Shemaya. Tarti Yavali, two of my tefillas were answered. Chadala Yavali, one wasn't answered. Chuchma Seder Ravuna, I davened that I should be a Chacham like Ravuna. V'usred Rav Chizda, I davened that I should be a Gvir like Rav Chizda. V'yavali, both of those tefillas were answered. Rava said, he became a Chacham like Ravuna, and he became an Oysha like Rav Chizda. We know, of course, Rava married Rav Chizda's daughter. So, you know, maybe literally a gvir like Rav Chizda. The Yovali and the Sunusi Rabbi Rafuna, he said, I daven to be an onof like Rabbi Bar Rafuna, and that already lo Yovali. That they didn't give me, but what Rav daven to be a Usher? This is Rav Lishitasa, because Rav held Ashreim Litzadikim Shemagilim. I saw, incidentally, that the Ben Yehoyado speaks out on that Gemara, Mesachtis Mein Cotton, Daf Chav Chesam and Aleph, he asked, that, how's Rav davening to be an Usher? I thought that Ashirus is something that's predetermined. Isn't it one of the things, our bar miyom koydim itziras avlad, bas ployni l'ployni, bayis ployni l'ployni, sada ployni l'ployni. Oh, so you say Eretz Yisrael with that Evan Ezra and all that raid, the Sipsit Chachamim, Brachas Tav Chesam and Aleph, that's what you're just saying. But I'll kopon him. But by L'chura, isn't that? I'll read to you inside. V'adayin kosh eichi v'achyesh al oicha shor Rav Chizda. How is Rava able to daven to be an oicha like Rav Chizda? The gam zekfar nikzer betchila latipa. Isn't it already determined Asher Oyani? So the Ben Yehuda says three terutzim. So one terutz he says that maybe he wasn't davening to really be a gvir. He was davening to be a sameach bechelpe. Because let's be honest, Ezel Asher a sameach bechelpe. So that's what he was davening for. He wasn't davening to have more money in his bank account. That guy could be more fadaiger than the other guy. Marbin chasim mar bedaiger. He was davening to be a sameach bechelpe, to be a tzefriden mensch. So that has nothing to do with the Baskel. The Baskel says Oni Asher. That's not Ezel Asher a sameach bechelpe. Baskel. That's a Baskel. You can have money and not can have money. He says two other terutzim. One teretz, he says, is that it could be that it's true that the Baskel says whether a person's going to be an ani or an usher. But how wealthy or how much of an ani, that the Baskel doesn't say. So Rava knew that whether he's going to be an ani or an usher is predetermined. But he wanted to have more than just Ashirus. And that's why he was nominating. For Kabanosai, why? Why would he want that money? That's what the Ben Yehuda says. But the point is, he was davening not to be an usher. Because usher ani, the raw definition, that already is predetermined. But how big a gvir? That's already open. That's open for interpretation. That you can daven for. That's already something where it's shayich, that it's not necessarily going to be tully in. It's interesting because Rav is the one that says, Bani chayu mezoni, labas chusa tali milsa, ela b'masa tali milsa. You have to reconcile this. Al kopanim. Or he says, inami, bikesh oisher Rav Chizda. He wanted to be a gvir like Rav Chizda. Shabalei pisayim b'li bitul tayra. He knew that Rav Chizda was a gvir, but he became a gvir without bitul tayra. And that's what he wanted. He wanted that he should be an oisher. He knew whether I'm going to be an oisher or not, that's predetermined. Rava understood that. He's the one that said, Bani Chayim Mazoni. This memory that Jews have been quoting for thousands, that we have it from Rava. It's Bani Chayim Mazoni, Labbe, Schus Atal Yumilse, Alabe, Mazel Atal Yumilse. But Rava also understood that sometimes Ashirus comes with a very, very expensive invoice. Pun intended. It's doesn't come cheap, Ashirus. And sometimes a person has to give up so much from his ruchnius diga aspirations in order for him to be able to acquire the Ashirus that he wants. But Amo, you find it's not that way. And he knew by his own shver of Chizda. The Rav Chizda was an Oishir Kimavur Begemaris, and it was Baloi Bali Bitul Torah. And that's what Rava wanted. Rava wanted to be an Oishir Bali Bitul Torah. Either way, it's great to be back. And we'll end on this note.